You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All the fun things to do with the fam in Connecticut this weekend, it's the Feed. Star 99.9.
All right, here we go. The unofficial end of summer, Labor Day weekend, heading into the holiday weekend. It's a nice long one, too, which is good. And every Friday, I talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. What's going on, Megan? You ready for the long weekend?
I am, and I liked how you said unofficial end to summer.
Right, because technically the last day of summer is like in September, like the 21st or 20th or whatever it is. So we still have a little bit of summer left.
Yeah, and no pumpkin spice for me yet, Kevin.
Right, it's gonna be like 50 degrees before I can taste anything pumpkin.
I agree. Like maybe like mid-September. Like talk to me in like 2 weeks about pumpkins and apples.
Right, exactly. Yeah, when I'm wearing hoodies and flannel, that's when we can do that. But for this weekend, there's still a lot of fun stuff to do around here in Connecticut. And to start off, tomorrow I'm actually going to be at the Edge Fitness Club in Fairfield. So it's 500 Kings Highway there, Kings Highway cutoff. I'm going to be there from noon to 2 tomorrow. So you can see, if you've never been to that location before, you can see everything they have to offer. You can actually become a member that day. I'm going to have tickets to Norwalk Boat Show for you to win, all kinds of prizes. Fun. Maybe I'll even work out a little bit. We can work out together, lift some weights, do some cardio. That would be fun.
What pound weights, Kevin, are we talking here?
Oh boy, I don't know. I guess it depends what I'm doing. If I'm doing like curls, I think I'm still on like 20 pounds, 25 pounds.
Okay. fair enough. And then on my list for this weekend, St. Leo's Fair. It's at 24 Roxbury Road in Stamford, and they're going to have rides, games, plenty of food. There's something for everyone. And my favorite thing about this St. Leo's Fair is the pizza frite.
Yes.
And I want to know if your team sauce and cheese, or if you like to put the powdered sugar on it. What's your go-to with the pizza frite, Kevin?
Can I get both? I would like the sauce and cheese and then the other one for a dessert. But but if I have to pick between the two, I think as a pizza lover, I think I got to go with sauce and cheese.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I feel like I'm team powdered sugar just from growing up as a kid, and that was always my go-to.
It's yummy. It's so good.
Yes. And then also this weekend, Greenwich Polo. That's on Sunday. I was there last weekend, and it's really a lot of fun. Families can come and pack their picnic baskets and bring a blanket and chairs, and it's beautiful grounds, fun to watch polo, and the matches are really intense. I was like, wow, this is like cool to watch.
Yeah, that's really neat. It's something different to do, too, and it feels like a very Labor Day type activity. That's fun.
Yes. And then also this weekend is Fairfield International Food Fest. That's on Saturday from 4 to 8. It's at Fairfield Theater Company. It's a vibrant, family-friendly celebration of culture and cuisines. There'll be food vendors offering global flavors. You can enjoy live music and entertainment in a lively atmosphere.
Nice. That sounds super fun. Heading into the long weekend, Labor Day weekend. It's the unofficial end of summer because we still got a couple more weeks of summer, but this is when everyone's back to school, and this is kind of the last hurrah for fun events to do for Labor Day weekend. So every Friday, talking to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. So what else is going on this weekend, Megan?
There's lots of fairs that are on the calendar coming up this fall. And this weekend, the Hamden Neck Fair is on Saturday. It's at 3 p.m. in East Hampton. It's a classic New England fair featuring tractor pulls, carnival rides, games, food, fireworks. And it's really fun, family evening. And I know now in your house, Kevin, does your family enjoy going to fairs like this?
Oh, yeah. I love this time of year. I like the fall fair and festivals because it's a good way to, you know, pass the time on a weekend. You can spend hours there with the kids and there's always something to entertain them. And the tractor pulls sounds like it would definitely be entertaining.
Yes, I love watching those. And the chill is already happening in the morning, too. Yep. Have you been feeling that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could definitely feel it when you wake up. Absolutely.
Yes, I know. And also this weekend, the Danbury San Gennaro Festival. It's on Saturday from 1 to 10. That's in Danbury. It's a celebration of Italian heritage, food, live music, games, family-friendly activities. This is an annual festival that Danbury puts on. And I love these Italian San Gennaro festivals that they do. Have you been to the one by any chance in the Bronx ever, Kevin?
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it. And yeah, it seems like the Italian heritage festivals, they're always having a great time. The food's always fantastic. It's just always a party.
Yeah, no, the food is my fave. And I feel like there might even be pizza free at those too, right?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would hope so. They got to have some sort of pizza happening there.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Definitely pizza. And then finishing off this week with my mom quote. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay. Back to school isn't for the kids. It's for the parents, period.
I know. And also the photos. Just taking every single photo. I think I have about 40 photos on my phone from back to school this week.
And I bet your Facebook and Instagram feed is all everyone's back to school photos too, right?
Yep. You see what everyone's front porch looks like this time of year.
Yeah, it's no, so it's great. It really is funny. Every time I log on, I'm like, oh, they started school. Oh, they started school. It's like everyone all over the place that you follow. It's like, I feel like it'll be like this next week because a lot of kids don't start till after Labor Day, too.
Yeah, once September hits. Yeah, definitely.
I am excited that the kids are back. I feel like they are excited, too. So happy weekend, everyone.
Yes, let's celebrate Labor Day. Have a good holiday weekend. Everyone have fun, whatever you're doing. And thanks so much, Megan. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great weekend.